Rabbi Zatzal hirgish et hakev shel kulanu. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu felt the pain of everyone. Hu haya noseh et hakev shel kulam belibo. He had everyone's pain in his heart. Da'ag et hada'agot shel kulam kmo habanim shelo. He worried about everyone like his children. Pam achat hirgash shelo tov. This is Rav Chacham Shimon Eliyahu, the brother of Rav Eliyahu. And once he wasn't feeling good. I went to Hadassah, they said take headache pills. I took pills, they didn't help me. The pains came back. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu said, these are heart problems, go to a heart doctor. The heart doctor said, oh, no, it's all in your imagination, it's all good. Once again, I went to Rav Eliyahu. I told him the doctor said, I'm telling you, it's a heart issue. Go to a heart doctor and get tested. But the expert said, everything's fine. Go to a private seeing and go to a private clinic and do a check. The doctor that did the test said that I'm 99% my vessels are blocked. He didn't understand the other doctors couldn't see it. That day we had to have a surgery. It's going to take 4.5 hours. It's going to be 2.5 weeks of unconsciousness. We're going to have to do a lot of complicated surgery. I told my brother, Rav Mordechai, don't worry. Go to our father, Bahar Zaitim. And Har Zaitim, Mul Harbayis, by Harbayis, Liad Kever Shal Rashash, by the Kever of the Rashash, who were standing right by his base meters. Titpalel Sham Bateri Yeshua, pray there, you'll see miracles. See salvations. Kachatit even Echnasti Lemacharat Lenituach Alev. That's what we did, and the next day we went to get heart surgery. I really saw amazing things. It took half the time. After 24 hours, I got consciousness again. The doctors there said it was a miracle. I asked them, how could you have not seen it earlier? They said, one in a million that we would make such a big mistake. Apparently even the Rav wouldn't make that mistake. I saw the Rav all the time of the surgery. The whole time I saw him blessing me. Then he was visiting me every day. And he was very busy. He never forgot his family, even though there's hundreds of people who needed him, but he never forgot his brother. Come a few moments. Mr. Salperi, the supporter, tell a story. Give her full shleima. Chozer lavatan, go back to work. Tamid keshu alach hu haya mashir otanu im arbe emunah v'bitachon. He would always leave with a lot of emunah, trust, and faith. Achrei sheyatzatim beit acholim, sipar li rabbanit shetchia ki biyom hanitoach shel rav lo kibel af chad. On the day of the surgery, the rabbanit told me he didn't have any visitors. Bikesh levatel et kol beit shorim. He nullified all of the meetings. Yistager b'chedra, when he was alone in his room, he davened and said to Tehillim for the salvation, for the success of the surgery. Even though he felt the pain of everyone, and he felt it in his heart, but he never forgot his family. I really like that story also because it shows, obviously, another example of the miraculous natures of the Rav, that he could just look at his brother and know that he had a heart problem, even though the doctors had no idea. But also because it's so simple and sweet that, he cared so much about his brother that he would say Tehillim and, daven like a simple yid and go visit his brother with simplicity and faith. And that's that type of person that he was.